Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Katholano with the evening news. The headlines. Chief Secretary of Nagaland Dr. J. Alam remarks on poor attendance of head of office at district offices. Nagaland government enhances upper age limit for entry into government services. Union Minister Joel Oram says 16 districts, 74 blocks and 608 villages in Nagaland to be covered by Dharti Abha Janjatiya Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan scheme. And Nagaland State Program Officer Dr. Chikrojo Gezo emphasized on stigmatizing mental health. Now the news in detail. Chief Secretary of Nagaland Dr. J. Alam said that all heads of offices should be in station and proper intimation should be made to the head of departments if they are on leave or out of station for official work. Chairing a meeting of the administrative head of departments and head of departments HODs at Kohima today, Alam remarked that various complaints have been received on the poor attendance of head of offices at the district offices. He also reminded the officers to be in their respective assigned station as all government employees are paid by the government to provide services to the people. Alam further urged all departments to register in the biometric attendance system and directed the HODs to strictly monitor the attendance at the directorate and district offices. He encouraged the departments to install the attendance APP, which allows the department to monitor the staff's attendance effectively. Nagaland government has enhanced the upper age limit for entry into government services. According to an office memorandum issued by the Department of Personnel and Administrative Reforms, for Group D employees, the minimum age limit would be 18 years and the maximum limit would be 32 years. The minimum and maximum age limit for Group A, B and C would be 21 and 32 years respectively. The memorandum further stated that the age relaxations for Scheduled Tribe would be 5 years with upper age limit for 37 years. For government employees, the age relaxation would be equal to years of service served, subject to a minimum of 5 years. The age enhancement would come into effect from 9th of this month. Union Minister for Tribal Affairs Joel Oram today inaugurated the community hall at Indisen Village in Dimapur District. The project was funded by Ministry of Tribal Affairs and implemented by Tribal Affairs Department, Nagaland. Mr. Oram lauded the Indisen Village community for their contribution towards the construction of the hall, which is much bigger than the actual detailed project report. The Union Minister said the Dharti Abha Janjatiya Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan scheme was launched in October 2024 to improve the socio-economic condition of tribal communities. He said it would include 549 districts and 2,911 blocks across 30 states and union territories. The union minister added that all the 16 districts, 74 blocks and 608 villages in Nagaland will be covered by the scheme. Earlier, the union minister held a review meeting of the deputy commissioner's court office. After the meeting, he virtually inaugurated a community hall at Lake View Colony, Dimapur, which was also funded by Ministry of Tribal Affairs. Later, Mr. Oram addressed the media in brief, where he said that his purpose of visit to the state was part of Prime Minister Modi's Act is policy.
इलेक्ट्रिसिटी 3.5 लाख माने हेमलेट्स और गांव में कवर होगा 10 किलोमीटर का अंदर में हेल्थ फैसिलिटी जहां नहीं है ये विलेज है 10,736 दिस विल बी कवर.
Nagaland State Program Officer, National Mental Health Program, Dr. Chikrojo Gezo, today emphasized that mental health should not be equated as madness or stigmatized, asserting that physical health and mental health are inseparable entities. He said, seeking help should be a priority for people with mental health problem. Dr. Gezo was speaking at the World Mental Health Day program at State Mental Health Institute, SMHIK, in Kohima, organized by SMHIK and Telemana Cell. He also exuded hope that more people will avail the services of Telemanas, which offers free mental health support through phone-based services to individuals across India.
Mind to healthy thaki bole nimile concern thake aru lab beshi pai pai jase to mind re abi thik ase niyo bhabe kintu I also have mental sickness like okay unfortunately ami baba jo recently murise to itu ka bhabi je bole na mon pe khayo to itu bhi mental sickness ase to aru family tension ho gaya work place ye aji to itu bhi ekta beshi important area ho jase ko.
Meanwhile, Senior Medical Officer of SMHIK, Dr. Novotso Keso, stressed on the importance of mental health in the workplace. He highlighted the need for investing in the mental well-being of employees, which would be counterproductive in the workplace. Dr. Keso also emphasized the need to encourage open conversations about mental health, stating that it should be treated as openly as physical health. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Prime Minister Narendra Modi called for the ethical use of artificial intelligence, emphasizing that security, dignity and equity should be at the center of all discussions. Prime Minister reiterated the importance of establishing a global framework for digital technology. Inaugurating the International Telecommunication Union, ITU, World Telecommunication Standardization Assembly, WTSA 2024, at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this morning, he said the WTSA aims to work towards global standards, while the India Mobile Congress plays a significant role in services.
Aaj Bharat टेलीकॉम और उससे जुड़ी टेक्नोलॉजी के मामले में दुनिया के सबसे हैपनिंग देशों में से एक है. भारत जहां 120 करोड़ मोबाइल फोन यूजर्स हैं, जहां 95 करोड़ इंटरनेट यूजर्स हैं, जहां दुनिया का 40% से अधिक का रियल टाइम डिजिटल ट्रांजैक्शन होता है, भारत जिसने डिजिटल कनेक्टिविटी को लास्ट माइल डिलीवरी का effective tool banakar dikhaya hai.
Mr. Modi also inaugurated the 8th edition of the India Mobile Congress 2024 during the program. The India Mobile Congress 2024 will showcase India's innovation ecosystem, where leading telecom companies and innovators will highlight advancements in quantum technology and the circular economy, with a spotlight on 6G, 5G, cloud and edge computing, semiconductors, cybersecurity and electronics manufacturing. Today is the birth anniversary of former President Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam. It was on this day in 1931 that the former president was born in Rameswaram, Tamil Nadu. Abdul Kalam specialized in aeronautical engineering and made significant contributions as project director to develop India's first indigenous satellite launch vehicle. Known as the Missile Man of India, APJ Abdul Kalam emphasized on the importance of peace for the development of the country.
I realize that for my country's development, peace is essential. Peace comes out of strength. Strength respects the strength. That is how weaponized missiles were born. You need minimum strength to keep the nation peaceful and so that you can enter into the necessary developmental missions.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid tribute to the former President Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the former president's thought and vision will help the country achieve the goal of Viksit Bharat. Meanwhile, Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam Jayanti was observed at Raj Bhavan, Kohima today. The program was attended by the Governor of Nagaland, Lal Ganesan, along with officers and staff of the Governor's Secretariat. And the Mogokchun District Football Association Trophy 2024 kicked off today at Imkongmern Sports Complex. Addressing the inaugural program, State Election Commissioner T. John Longcomer called on the players to play with a spirit of fairness and discipline. He also emphasized on the importance of goodwill and harmony amongst the team as well, support for the opponent teams in a true spirit of sport. In the first match played today, Gilgal defeated DEF Mogokchun by 6-1 goals. And to end the news, the headlines here again. Chief Secretary of Nagaland Dr. J. Alam remarks on poor attendance of head of office at district offices. Nagaland government enhances upper age limit for entry into government services. Union Minister Joel Oram says 16 districts, 74 blocks and 608 villages in Nagaland to be covered by Dharti Abha Janjatiya Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan scheme. And Nagaland State Program Officer Dr. Chikrojo Gezo emphasized on stigmatizing mental health. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.